South Carolina's governor will decide tonight whether his state becomes the first in the nation to issue a license plate with a Christian theme. The legislature has authorized a plate that includes an image of a cross and the words, "I believe." Republican Governor Mike Sanford hasn't said whether he'll sign the bill. He has until midnight to decide. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
South Carolina motorists already can choose among more than 80 different license plates. There's one for members of the Elks Lodge, another for people who like to square dance, even plates for fans of Jeff Gordon, Rusty Wallace, and other NASCAR drivers. So State Senator Larry Grooms asks, why not a special license plate that expresses belief in Jesus Christ?
You can buy a plate in South Carolina for almost anything, and I thought it would be a great idea for folks who would want to express their belief. And I see no reason why folks that would want that on their car, why they shouldn't have the ability to do that.
Grooms, a Republican, co-sponsored the bipartisan bill, which began rolling through the South Carolina legislature after a similar proposal failed in Florida. Groom says support for the idea has been overwhelming in South Carolina, where polls suggest more than three-quarters of residents consider themselves Christian, and about a third say they're evangelicals. The license plate bill received unanimous support in the House and Senate. Indeed, the only vocal opposition to it is coming from out of state.
If the governor signs this bill, he's essentially sending up a signal, sue me.
Barry Lynn heads Americans United for Separation of Church and State in Washington. That group, along with the American Jewish Congress and the ACLU, consider the bill unconstitutional on its face.
The state of South Carolina can promote anything, including NASCAR, any non-religious ideas, but it cannot use a license plate printed by the state to promote a specific religious doctrine, not under the United States Constitution, at least.
South Carolina legislators tried to sidestep those constitutional questions by making supporters of the Christian plate follow the same guidelines required of other groups with special plates, like the Square Dancers, the Wild Turkey Federation, and the Sons of Confederate Veterans. The Christian plates won't be produced unless supporters pay $4,000 up front or present applications from 400 drivers who want them. But University of South Carolina law professor Ann Bartow says that may not erase the constitutional concerns.
The problem with that is pretty clear. It just puts the onus on people who want a competing message to have to reach a certain threshold. Of course, we're living in a state where when you move here, the first question people ask you is, which Baptist church do you belong to? So getting signatures for a license plate with a Star of David might be tough, and the question is how many people would be willing to sign on for that.
South Carolina is among several states that already offer plates that say, In God We Trust. An Indiana judge recently dismissed an ACLU challenge to that plate. And South Carolina officials say the In God We Trust design has become the most popular specialty plate on the road, with almost 500,000 of them issued so far. Meanwhile, South Carolina's secular humanists have a license plate of their own that says In Reason We Trust, but the DMV says they've had fewer than 200 requests for those. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.